Alrighty, we are back. You are listening to Mind Body Radio, and we have another guest. She's calling over the phone from California. Let's welcome Prue Jeffries to the program. Prue, thank you for your time today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Yes, nice to hear from you. We'll be discussing your work today, and you do a number of things, I see. You're a registered craniosacral therapist, a certified massage therapist, and a movement facilitator, and I know there's more to it, so why don't you tell us a little about yourself?
Okay. Basically, I have a background where I was a professional surfer for 20-plus years, and that, you know, it's a very body-oriented environment and high performance, and my whole approach in that time was actually led me to believe that I needed to find a lot more about myself rather than be focused on competition and winning things. So I found the journey more important around being a more whole and integrated human being. And so that led me eventually into doing body work and obviously on the massage therapy line of body work, so tissue-based manual therapies. And over time, I evolved that into actually a very light touch and approach that was more grounded in understanding stillness. And I actually developed that myself and then came into contact with a colleague that was doing biodynamic cranial sacral therapy. And that sounded so much like my own work that I was doing that I went down that track of training biodynamic cranial sacral therapy. And I'm actually now a registered teacher as well as at work. So that's been quite a long journey over the last decade. And along with that, at the same time, I also heard about a lady called Emily Conrad, and she sounded very interesting to me and, again, very similar to how I was understanding the world in many ways, having been in the water for so long, sometimes 8, 12 hours a day. It really did have an influence on me. And so I went up. She was doing a movement work that was called Continuum. And again, it was another resonance with fluids, energy. She used sound, movement, and vibration to teach her work. And that was a very big influence on myself as well. So I tend to blend all those approaches. And I do personal work. I do small group sessions with movement work. And I sometimes teach retreats where we also do a blend of all of that and spend time in nature as well, because I find good fresh air and exercise to be very important for building resiliency. There's a lot.
Right. So tell me, who do you like to work with? Is there any particular client or type of client that you have?
I just have a deep trust in whoever comes to me, has found me, and that perhaps I have something to offer them. And so I started being sent a lot of children with brain injuries and other issues. So I spent a lot of time working with toddlers and even teenagers. And so that would be one place I've had a lot of experience along the brain injury territory. I've also worked with a lot of people with cancer, a lot of people with anxiety, and a lot of just issues where people have really, really tried hard, medical model, any kind of model you could think about. They're really trying hard to find a way to alleviate the discomfort and suffering that they're feeling. And when they come, I do my best to help them. So it's a range. I don't really discriminate between men, women, older, younger. I work with couples sometimes also. So families, and I've had a lot of experience in my life just with traveling and surfing and also family situations, so I've been able to, through just a real my own life experience, it's been able to, what I've learned from that, help me support other people, not so much be a detriment for me. It actually informs me deeply and helps me be there for someone else. And I'm more than happy, if I can't do it all on my own, to refer them also out to an extensive network that I try to keep as well. So
Okay, excellent. And I just want to touch on this because this is this sounds very cool. A professional instructor when it comes to surf and surfing. Is that right?
Yes.
So just out of curiosity, tell us a little about your surfing career. How did that happen?
Yeah, that was interesting. I was actually at school and doing quite well at school, and I think my teachers were quite disturbed when I put off university. But when I started surfing in Australia, there was no women surfing, and it was, you had to have quite a bit of tenacity to keep at it. And I really only fell into it. A friend at the time, Pauline Menzer, that actually went on to win a world title, she was young and she was from my home beach. She wanted me to go into a contest, a professional one. And I'd probably had four or five amateur contests under my belt, and that was it. And I went to a professional event, Belt Beach, which is a very famous one. And I came back from that at 17 and told my parents I was turning professional. And that's how it started. And in those days, it wasn't so organized. So we went on this, what we called our professional tour around the world as teenagers, and hoped to get through heats and win prize money. And, you know, my first year, I ended up 13th in the world. Not quite aware there was a rating system until the last event of the season. And I stayed in it. I went in and out a few times in my career and actually wanted to have a regular life and have a job, and I did do that. And then I'd go back into it. And so I ended up sixth in the world and at the highest ranking. I won a couple silver medals, you know, some events, Margaret River Masters in Margaret River, Western Australia was a big wave event that I won. And I was very involved in women's surfing, developing it. I was very passionate about it. Right. But I also pushed myself very hard. So I had a lot of healing to do. And I encountered a lot of healers along the way in that career that taught me a lot. But I enjoy surfing, teaching people to surf, because I think it's an avenue for well-being. And I think a lot about what you can learn in the water can be brought into your own life and apply it there. So the ocean's been my teacher, and in many ways, and it informs my body work and movement practice. And I see now, I've spent time with children in comas and head injuries and all sorts of things, helped get them into riding waves. There's a surf dog called Ricochet that does amazing work with children, and I spent time in the earlier years of Ricochet's work helping out there. So I've, that's a very big part of my life, and I think it's very beneficial for people.
Great. Well, it sounds like a lot of good fun at the same time.
Yes, and it's very important when you're doing healing work and there's a lot of suffering. I think joy and having fun is really important to be able to just do that. I mean, I think that's even a high form of healing in its own right.
Great. Now, moving forward, we have room for one more question here. Talk to us about your plans, your goals moving forward, and what's happening with you.
Yeah, my goals, I love working with people, so I love the one-on-one sessions, but I think moving forward, what's more important for me is being able to train more people to help others. And I think our planet needs that. I think we all need to be able to have support in finding our own way with ourselves and creating wholeness, creating more kindness towards each other, more consideration, the understanding of interdependence amongst all of us, so that we can live a more heart-centered world and create more conciliatory capacities in everyone we encounter. So for me, I would like in the future to be, you know, more involved in teaching other practitioners, creating more retreats and workshops that just help make a container or a space for greater healing to happen with people. Those are big focuses of mine moving forward. I think our planet needs a big shift at this moment, and there's a lot of people doing that in so many ways.
Great. And if any of our listeners were interested in working with you, Peru, is there a way to reach out, or a website, or any other contact method? Yeah.
Yeah, my website's bodyofwonder.com, so www.bodyofwonder.com. And you can just email me, Prue, P-R-U-E, at bodyofwonder.com would be the best way.
All right, excellent. Prue, thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing with us a little about your work and your story here. So great to hear from you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
All right, and a thank you to our audience as well. We're going to take another quick break at this point, so stay tuned. A short commercial break and another interview coming up next.